Couple of minutes after 9 o'clock, it's the Mornings with Ed show. And you know how sometimes you wake up in the morning, just know it's going to be a great day? That was today for me, and it's turned out to be cool. As I'm listening to them work out in the studio right here next to me, you're just going to love this. The band is Yours. It's Amanda and Alice. They met several years ago while performing for separate bands. They are together now with the project Yours, brand new single. You are going to hear it first right here. So from our beautiful Julie Lawton Studios in the fabulous city of Laguna Beach, this song is called Summer Is Bad. Please welcome Yours.
I speak, take the conversation too deep. They seem not so interested in those things that don't tell a story about them. Our first world problem is they're all
is Yours. That's Amanda and Alice. That song was Summer Is Bad, and I'd love to get them in here and we'll dissect that song and find out what was going on when they wrote it. Another cool tune you're going to like here. And yeah, I use the word cool. This one is called Mr. Miyagi, live from the Julie Lawton Studios. Once again, Yours.
Thank you. cold face. You call me up, but it's too late. No second chances, you're a year late. If I don't run, then there's no race. If I don't try, there's no mistakes. But if I lie, would you know? Wait, I tried to cry, but all I do is fake. A chance that judge me by. Why is there a place for me? Stuck in philosophy. I don't know if I'm dreaming, but if that's the truth, then let me be. See, I'm a feminist fighting for our own justice. 100,000 comments in my feed, but not my politics. They say I die of fame, but if I die, it's cause of shame. And they're not gonna listen till the day the thoughts get treated the same. As a chance, the judge me by.
That's Amanda and Alice. That song was Mr. Miyagi, their brand new single you heard just a couple of minutes ago. It's called Summer Is Bad. I'd love to get them here in studio. Let's talk about both of those songs in the meantime while we're walking in. We'll have them up and talking in a couple of seconds. It's the Mornings with Ed show, 9:15 the time. Live in studio with the band Yours. This is Amanda and Alice, and welcome to the studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having us.
You even said that in harmony. You know, it was like the thank you was even in harmony. You guys are awesome.
That's so funny. We're pretty synchronized. We've been living together for a long time, too.
So. All right. So is it kind of like you even think for one another? Sometimes you'll think the same thought at the same time? Is that how synchronized?
Yeah. Amanda wants cookies sometimes. And then
seriously, this is a thing. I'm sitting at home and I'm like, I'm dreaming about a cookie or like olives or some weird shit. And she's like coming home from work and she's like, oh, I was thinking about this when I was in the grocery store. Yeah. And she brings it to me and I'm like, this is...
Yeah, that's like out of space kind of
getting
cool.
Olives or a cookie, you know, that's real love to me.
How about the combination of two?
I've never tried. I don't know if I want to try.
Yeah, that's an ugly combination. So a great combination though is this band now, Yours. You met while you were on two separate bands?
Yeah, that was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
And then we've been in the same band for a long time. This is the first time that we're creating something like brand new together, you know? It's very exciting.
Right.
Because we have totally, like, we have all creative freedom in the world.
Right.
And it's the first time, so, I don't know, we feel like kids.
It's very freeing.
Yeah.
It's like chains are off now, right?
Yeah, yes.
Right. So the song Summer is Bad, it's a dark song, but it's very light and whimsical the way it's delivered. So tell the audience what Summer is Bad. It deals with depression, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So actually, the song... came from a place where we were at this very, like, it was like an LA party, a classic party where people were just all about mingling and talking about stuff that we couldn't really, like,
relate to. Right.
And I ending up sitting in this with this girl, and I was just vibing with her, but turns out I made a fool of myself without realizing it, because I was talking about, like, existential problems and life and death.
Right.
So my friend comes up to me and he's like, you're scaring people off. Like, you have to, he was like embarrassed. And I was like, what? Like, this is not what you guys want to talk about on a party. He was like, you're bringing the party down. I'm like, what? And I was like, we're just very different, because I love to talk about these things with my friends.
Right.
And it was just, I understand there's people out there, they don't want to talk about these things.
Right.
So for different reasons, we came out from this party, felt misplaced, and wrote a song about not fitting in a happy world, and you want to talk about the real deal, you know, or what you feel. And I love to find that one person at a party and you just, you know, sit in the corner in a couch and you just like talk.
And as you said, vibe with them.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
And it's super important to us. So we kind of like, I prefer not to go to those parties anymore. We just don't. But like, first when you go to LA, you just want to be everywhere.
Right.
Know? So now we're just... Yeah. We know where to go to have those, like, you know, real friends and real conversations. So that's what this song kind of was about. And then, yeah, like I dealt with depression for like many years in and out.
Right.
And the tricky part is sometimes you're aware of it and sometimes you're not aware of it.
Right. That was going to be my question. Yeah. When did you find out, well, I'm depressed, I need to treat this?
The first time it was very obvious, because like it came like... you know, from like nowhere, and I was like in bed for a long time, so it was very obvious that something was going on.
Right.
The second time, because if you had it once, I was like, I'll recognize it next time, you know.
Right.
But I didn't, is because it came way slower, and it was just like slowly eating on me and breaking me down. So like, it took almost getting out of it to realize that I was in it.
So you were able to function normally like you do every day, but not realizing that you were emotionally hamstrung.
I wasn't really functioning, but... like I'm working from home as a freelancer, and Alice was working. And I think the trick was to, and this is refers to the video, like I was home and I was in bed from like, I don't know, I fell asleep like 3-4, and then I woke up and I was in bed till like 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
Right.
But I didn't want to admit that to myself. I was just laying there. I don't know what I did. And she came home from work, and like right when she came home, that was like my only motivation. So I came up. And I was like, hey, and I didn't want to tell her that I've been in bed the whole day, because, you know, like that's nothing you want to admit. So we just talked, and like, so that was my everyday not going up until Alice got home. So therefore in the video, it was kind of this picture of Alice, you know, she's the sun.
Right.
She's breaking free and like trying to like bring me out of bed, you know.
Right.
I mean, we were open about everything. So eventually we talked about it. But I was just not aware of it, you know.
I want to tell our audience right now, if I know you heard the song and you liked it, but I advise you to go check the video out for Summer Is Bad. It's an important video to see, first of all, and the music behind it is brilliant. Where do they find this video?
You can find it on YouTube. It's easiest if you just type in Summer Is Bad. And then our band name, because we just started this, you know, this band is brand new.
It's a brand new project.
So if you type in yours, we have no, probably not our band.
Our audience is the first to get that song, which I love.
I know. It's our first radio appearance. Yeah. Well,
you're doing smashingly.
Thank you.
Now, Alice, did you recognize the depression or was it something that she kept well hidden?
I don't know. I mean, I think with time you feel, when you know about somebody well, you can feel the emotions, you know? So I think the happy things we could do was to like play music, like rehearse or like do videos and be creative. And then I felt happiness and like that we could be creative.
Was there anger, before you have to completely understand or before you were understanding what was happening, was there that feeling of, what the hell's going on here? Was there ever that, or was it you were open enough to speak when
I don't know. I think we talk a lot. I mean, sometimes we can talk for like 5 hours about
everything. Like, I think every time you came home, we would talk about everything, but I would obviously not want to admit that I'm a lazy person just laying, because that's nothing you want to be.
Right.
And instead of like, I think that's also what you like, you create this like barrier of mess in your room and you just, that's just your like comfort zone. And and you have an explanation for why you're doing it, or you're overworked or you're pressured or you maybe hit a wall, or
also,
like you just have these excuses.
Yeah. Right.
And you believe them.
So. You're like moving here and all family and friends in Sweden, like you're all alone in a big city. Like,
yeah. It was just,
it's all small things come together and we're going through like a lot of things with the band
and moving those emotions onto pen and paper to write the music. What's that process like?
I think I wrote the song to kind of like call myself out on it, you know, like try to be happy, because I have kind of like, whenever I feel happiness and joy, I want to reject it and like, break it down. I just don't like the feeling. I used to not like the feeling. So I wrote the song, wanted the video to be there. And weirdly, throughout this whole process, I changed. And I was like, you know what? I kind of enjoy this feeling of being happy. Which is like the first time ever. So I feel like the song definitely helped with realizing all of these, you know, stuff that's like important for you to heal and, you know, get away from it. You have to dare to like, be happy and wish yourself happiness. Like, you know, you have to really work on that. So I just walked home from the studio and I was like, I want to have this sun. And I had no idea Alice was going to be it. Yeah, I was like, I want to have the sun breaking out of the window, because it kind of also represents happiness and light, you know.
Right.
And I was like, damn it, but what should Alice do? Should she play the drums? You know, it didn't make sense to bring in the live into this. And then I'm like, Alice can be so funny. She have this... She can do so many faces and do so many funny things, but like she never really do it publicly. So I was like, this is a great moment. She can be the sun and like the world can finally get to see this amazing, you know, acting.
I have to say how much I admire how well you define every aspect of the depression, the before and the after, and how well our audience hears it from you. Thank you for that, by the way. The second song was Mr. Miyagi.
Yes.
Tell me about that.
So as Alice said, you know, we moved from Sweden. We got out here 3 years ago, and like, you know, you have your parents, your family, or like I had some people that I turned to whenever I was sad, and it really helped to like, or just down or have questions about life, you know, and then you move here and you have like, you have no one to turn to.
Right.
Also, you speak a second language, so it take a while before you like, even know how to be
communicate.
Yeah, how to communicate at a serious, like down to earth level with people. So I was just like, where is this mentor? I want a mentor. I want someone to call. And it was like literally like Mr. Miyagi.
Wax on, wax off.
I think about that a lot. I'm trying to do things like chores.
Right.
You know, because like that's also a great way not to like stay at one place or in bed. So I'm trying to like, dishes are fun. Cooking is fun. And I'm always thinking about the wax on, because it's good for you to be to use your hands, to use your body. It's so important for the like the mental, you know, the brain. And we just sit with our phones. We do nothing with it.
Right.
You
know? That is
so,
true.
It's important to like stimulate every part of your body.
Right. And even if it's dishes, you're right.
Yeah, it's like,
dishes.
It's not so
I love dishes.
Boring, but actually love
dishes. Now, you mentioned Sweden.
Yeah.
I had detected an accent, and I was going to say either Texas or Ohio.
That's so great.
Wow. Now, Sweden as children, I'm imagining. And when did you move out here?
We got out here 2016.
Yeah.
Okay.
About 3 years now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it was weird coming here about, like, communicating with the language. Like,
yeah.
Right.
Culture
going,
differences.
Going to the grocery shop, always they say, what's up?
Oh, like, yeah, that was so... We could not understand what's up at the beginning.
In the cashier, and we're like, yeah, I'm just going to buy milk and
yeah, we're like, do
cheese.
They really wonder what we're doing? Because they can obviously see we're right... You know, it was like
so
weird.
We're like answering along, like, yeah, even we're going to buy milk. And they're like, they're all quiet and doesn't, like, understand.
So you thought they were actually, like, asking
yeah,
you
what,
the question.
What's up? I mean, somewhere, I guess we, like, you've seen the movies, you know it.
Right.
But it's like, it felt so weird if someone's like, what's up? To be like, what's up? That felt so... Because we don't have anything like that.
Right. Yeah. Well, it appears that both of you've absolutely mastered English. Number one, you've absolutely mastered it in such a short period of time. There must be incredible intelligence going on up there, man. I'm not kidding.
I don't know about that.
Culture change, though. What was the other than language itself? And what's up? And but what a culture change that because LA is a different animal entirely.
Yeah.
So
yeah, and I guess now we've been. I mean, we toured the U.S., so we got to compare a little bit, but we've mostly been in LA, and I think that's the hard part. We can't because everyone says LA is different than the rest of the U.S.
Yeah.
So I don't know what you know exactly.
Right.
But I would say the first thing is that in Sweden, we just in general don't brag and you don't celebrate success for others. The same way you should be like kind of humble and not, you don't speak out loud about like, if people are like, how's it going? You're like, it's fine. It's okay. You don't say like, oh, you're so great. You know, I did this. I mean, to your close friends, but in general.
Right. You got to be modest.
Yeah. And we sometimes like take that a little bit too far, but that was kind of... That was kind of nice when we came here. You just like, you know, you overshare and you just talk.
And
it's nice.
Yeah, and also like talk to strangers. Like you can have a conversation just random with somebody in the line. Like, in, I don't know, just those kind of things I feel.
For sure. At the bus station.
Yeah.
Or everything. You just share.
People at the bus station are chatty.
Yeah.
They're a little chatty. Huh? They'll talk about just about anything. What's next? What's next on the horizon? Are you working on some new music? Are you putting together an EP or an album?
Yeah, so right now we told ourselves since this is the first time we have this like full creative freedom, we're just going to do like singles and music videos because that's like our passion to do videos.
Right.
So basically we're just gonna have like fun right now and just like create and do singles and videos
and create a new live show and play live eventually and all the new songs.
Did you know there's take the time and enjoy the freedom that you've got.
Yeah,
that's so very cool. The artistic freedom. There's nothing better.
Yeah.
All right. So if you've missed any portion of this, it'll be up on the website a little bit later on. Go to the KX93.5 website. It'll be on the podcast page under Mornings with Ed. The band is yours. We were in studio with Amanda and Alice. The new single is Summer Is Bad. Look for it. Where can we find Summer Is Bad?
Yeah, you can find it on Spotify.
Yeah, Spotify, iTunes.
Everywhere, Apple Music, Amazon.
Right. And then we're called The Band Yours on all the platforms. So
if we go to Instagram, it's The Band Yours?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Excellent. Amanda and Alice, I look forward to seeing you back here again.
Thank you so much.
As soon as possible.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank
it's been great.
Yeah. All right.